Yes, indeed, and we are quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today in this delicious conversation. And we welcome you to our further introduction to manifesting your heart's desire. And this is where we begin. It is quite evident and quite obvious to us that when we look at you and what it is that you're bringing to the table every single time we interact with you, whether that is directly through a conversation one-on-one, whether that is in a workshop, or whether that is just simply through this conversation, this recording, however it is that we are interacting with you, we see the totality of your desires. We, in fact, see probably more than you do. Now, it's not that we know more about your reality than you do, for certainly we do not. You are the authority on your reality. But we do see what it is that you bring to the table, and we do see how it is that you do tend to push it over to the side or try to negotiate with what it is that you actually want, instead of just simply standing up for it. And let us give you an example of this. Let us say that you have decided that you are going to go to this place to see this thing with this friend. But let's say that there is an entrance fee and you do not have the money to cover the entrance fee. Yet you want to go and your friend wants to go and you want to go together. And so it seems like it's exactly right, but for one little part, and that is the money. So, this isn't a huge thing. You could go the next night, or you could do something different. It's not really that big of a deal at all, and this is where manifesting your heart's desire really is quite an interesting conversation to us. Because, you see, on the one hand, metaphysically, we would say that in order to go, one of the things that you would want to do is to be willing to not go. And we've had many a conversation with many of you where we have suggested something like that, and your response, because of what you think we're saying, is to come back to us and to say, oh yes, you're right, we could just go and have a cup of coffee, or we could go and have a very light dinner. We don't have to go to this play or this movie or this museum or this art exhibition, whatever it is, this wonderful thing. No, we could do these other things. I could still be with my friend, and we could do this other thing. All right, so let's look at that for a moment. What we did is we suggested that you stay in alignment with the idea of the museum or the movie or the play with the friend. We didn't say you could go have a cup of coffee, although you certainly could, or you could go have a light dinner, which you certainly could, or you could just take a stroll through the park, which you certainly could. We just said, be willing to not go to the play. But the interpretation that is often returned to us, because of your very amazingly beneficial at one time, but no, now not quite so much, skills in negotiating your reality, is that you were willing to go do something different. And it may seem very reasonable, and it certainly is logical. We certainly could not possibly argue with that, and we understand why it's the thing you would turn to. But that's the very essence of what we're talking about here. That's what this conversational series is about. It's manifesting your heart's desires because they are your heart's desires. And we know this one thing that you might do tonight is just sort of a blip on the radar. It's not that big of a deal. But you see, to us, everything is actually sort of a big deal. Not a big deal as in worthy of rending garments or gnashing of teeth, but a big deal as in if it feels better to you, it's significant. There's a reason for it. If you're drawn to it and it feels delicious, there's a reason for it. There's something there of value to you. There's something there that you're wanting more of. And it's not anything necessarily dramatically different, dramatically important, but it just could be, well, it was a very nice evening out and we had a lovely time and it was quite wonderful. It's the negotiating with your reality that we find so interesting, and we know it's not what you really want. Because it's a little bit like asking a 2-year-old whether or not you should buy that painting. Now, it can be refreshing for the 2-year-old to say, it doesn't matter, or who cares, or to say, yes, I want to go to the movies. Because it breaks you out of sort of the way that you tend to do things. But that's, of course, not what we're talking about here. What we're saying is, when you look at your reality and you're asking your reality what you should do, when you're looking at your bank account and you're asking your bank account to tell you how much money you have, when you're looking at things as they are, when you're looking at your body and you're asking your body whether you can or should do something, you're asking the wrong place. You're looking to the wrong channel. Now, we're not talking about ignoring these things. We're talking about just something as simple as, I can't go to the play because I don't have the money. Which is saying, my bank account told me that I don't have enough money. There's several little subtle things that happen here. One of which is that you tend to blame your bank account, maybe very, very, very softly. And eventually, over time, if you were to continue to do this, but of course we don't think we have to tell you this, we think you know, eventually over time you would become more and more soured in that direction, which means that you're making your bank account your enemy instead of your friend. And your bank account is your friend. It's doing all sorts of wonderful things for you, such as putting all your money in one place and making it easily accessible. The thing that we really, really want to point out here is that the decision to whether you're going to the play tonight or not rests with you. It's not circumstantial and it's not situational. If you decide you're going to the play and you are willing to not go, and we don't mean you're willing to go for a walk in the park, we mean you're willing to not go, keeping it very much singular in your mind, it will be very easy for you to get there. We don't know how you'll get there, and we don't know what you will do between now and then in order for that to occur. That's part of the uncovering of what it is that is coming to you in response to your decision. But manifesting your heart's desire means that you actually honor what you want instead of negotiating it away. Every time you're reasonable with these things, you know what that does. You can feel how that feels. And for most of you, it doesn't feel that good. We see what happens when you say to us, oh yes, I could go for a walk in the park, or we could go have a cup of coffee, or we could go have a nice light dinner. We see what it does vibrationally. Your vibration actually compacts, it contracts. Because you think that what we have said when we said, would you be willing to not have it, is you think that what we have said is that you should give it away permanently. And that's not at all what we're saying. What we're saying is, essentially, would you be willing to let go of the control of how you have organized your reality in order to make sure that certain things happen and other things don't? Because that's where all this negotiating came from. It didn't come from a positive place of expansion and expression. It came from a very specific place of fear. And it's not necessary. Not necessary at all. So, as we continue in this conversation, delighted with the interactions that we are having with each of you, we do invite you to think about these things today. And we welcome you to continue with us in this series of conversations that are all about the manifestation of your heart's desire. This is going to be a very delicious, very compact, very tight, very delicious indeed series of conversations, and we do invite you to join us for it. You, of course, will know whether it feels better to do so, and that is much more important than anything that we could say. So following that, if you do wish to join us, we look very much forward to our interactions with you on this topic as it develops and goes deeper and becomes more powerful and more useful, more practical and more applicable. And until the time that we are able to interact with you on this very delicious topic, we do bid you a very fond farewell.